you seen the previews for the new Matrix movie? It looks really damn good. I can't wait for another Matrix installment, and it features that song rather prominently. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. And speaking of on a regular basis, taking the wrong pill, enjoy this.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Have you ever been unclothed from the waist down?
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Yeah. I didn't play. I had something to play and I won't play it.
What are you doing?
Boo!
That was counterproductive.
It was exciting.
You're going to keep trying it?
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying it because you really need to hear this.
All right.
All right. Anyways, hi! Hi, Kevin! It's Friday!
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah.
Yes, it is.
I even had a little song to celebrate it that it refuses to play.
Well.
Piece of crap.
You can fix it later.
Yeah, I'll fix it later.
We have time to play it.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
We take requests between 5 and 7. So we'll take your requests, sure.
Yeah.
Yesterday we did a topic that we weren't sure would work.
Oh, my God.
And it was a Brazilian soccer star who...
Named the Hulk.
Who... Nicknamed the Hulk. Who... got the niece of his ex-wife pregnant.
So split up and decided, hey, you know what? Your niece, she's pretty hot.
Yes.
And, you know, we've seen the pictures and he was right.
She's pretty hot. So that was odd. Mm-hmm. And we said to each other, do you think if we asked for people to call in who dated somebody that's related to somebody else they dated?
We were like, maybe?
We would get two or three calls.
Right.
We could have taken them all night.
Yeah, easily.
It was insane.
Yeah.
It's like everybody is somehow dating somebody that's related to somebody else they were dating.
Yep.
Starting with this one. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What year did that come out?
That's 1981. Foreigner's 4 album, 1981.
And then 1991.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, that difference. Nevermind
by Nirvana came out.
Now, you think from like 2000 to 2020, 21, it's not changed that much. A lot of things have stalled out in sound. I mean, let's go 1971 to 1981. There's a huge difference in the sound of rock.
Agreed.
81 to 91, big difference.
But Nirvana Nevermind really made it. Like, I remember at the time thinking, you know, Kiss FM. Hated, always. Hey, don't get it.
Right.
Don't love it. Don't want it.
Right.
They were playing it.
They played Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
Wow.
Stay away from our music.
Yeah, that was a monster, man.
Yes, it was just went across all different.
And that was 30
genres.
Years ago.
Yes, that's really hard to imagine.
Unbelievable. Like right now, basically.
So Radio X in Britain caught up with Dave Grohl, and he was talking about them writing this album.
It's going to be 30 years of Nevermind, and I did just want to pick your brain. It's such an iconic record. How do you feel it's aged over 30 years?
I mean, you know, when I think of that record, I just think of the memories of making that record. Mm. So I have a different relationship with it to most people because I remember those 12 days that we were in the studio and it was like...
12?
Yeah, they did the whole album in 12 days.
Days.
Yeah.
I mean, it was post-punk, and that was sort of the aesthetic and the thinking at the time, but 12 days!
He'll continue on and tell you how many times they would run through each song.
Oh my God.
Before they were finished.
Oh my God.
We were in Los Angeles, and it was kind of hot, and it was kind of dry, and most of those songs are like the first take or the second take. We never did more than maybe three or four takes of a song.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
That is amazing.
And then he refers to them rehearsing a lot, so I assume they were ready when they went into the studio because it was probably expensive.
Sure, yeah. Can't afford that time.
Yeah.
Because we'd rehearsed so much to do it, but we just wanted it to sound good.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't think we were going to be this huge band. We were just like, okay, let's just make an album that sounds really good. So when we, you know, recorded it or performed it, it was like, we were just trying to make it sound good. Mm. And Butch Vig producing, the nicest man in the world. It was a happy time for the band. It really was. It was, we had no idea what was to come next, but at that time it was like, we were kids. And so I have very fond memories, but you know, I heard Smells Like Teen Spirit the other day at like, that a hip hop DJ was playing stuff and he played Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yeah. I was like, wow, okay. Like it kind of becomes just one of those songs that, so, I mean, obviously I'm very proud of it and it's one of the greatest accomplishments of my entire life. But I think, you know, hopefully teenage kids will be listening to that and feeling the same way we did when we wrote it 30 years ago.
Imagine saying it's one of the most incredible things that he's ever done in his life.
Yeah.
And he has another 20, 25, 30.
Yeah. Massive hits. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But no idea.
Nope.
Just, and then the next day they were on the cover of Rolling Stone and blew up, changed music for 20 years.
A lot of times you would say that a video kind of helped push it and change it and everything. And the video was iconic. And you know that Ed was supposed to be, our pal used to work at KROQ.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was supposed to be in the video that day. He was going to go. No, he had to go to work instead. He decided to go to his other job where, so he missed out on being in that video.
That's hilarious.
And he's kicked himself in the ass ever
since. That's hilarious. But,
yeah.
30 years ago.
Unbelievable. Hey, by the way, we got some stuff about all of this up at KLOS.com, right? Today, I do believe that is.
Correct.
And also this little thing called Loop TV, a friend of ours by the name of Darcy has put together. If you can get the Loop TV app, you'll see a bunch of people babbling about this particular song and this album when it all first started.
Including us.
That's correct. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You saw the video of the gorillas?
I didn't. I keep hearing about it.
It was a video of two gorillas performing oral sex in front of the Bronx Zoo onlookers.
Hold on a second. I didn't know that they did that.
Well, me either.
Wow. Well, good for them.
Nor did a lot of the parents with the kids.
Oh, no.
Now, being a parent, I can understand that this would be a little shocking.
Sure.
Because it was filled with children, and there were like 6-7 parents in there. They were sort of watching everybody.
That's what you expect when you go to the zoo, though. You got to expect one of the animals to be getting down, doing something nasty.
Yeah, I would
think
so.
Yeah.
So... At first, the gorillas sort of went over and started hugging.
Uh-huh.
And you hear a mom go, "Aw." Play that part. Aw. And then the gorillas changed and...
They're like, wait a minute.
So did the tone of the parents. So you can't hear anything, of course, from the gorillas, but the parents are mortified. They don't know what to do. Some of them are trying to get their kids out. Some of them are trying to get their kids just to cover their eyes. It's really a desperation that's a beautiful thing. Listen to this.
Don't look, Josie.
Don't look, Josie.
Josie's be like, I'll be looking now.
I mean, what?
You tell me not to. I'm going to look more.
If you're a kid and you don't understand
now,
that, you're looking.
Of course.
I don't know that your dad's saying don't look, Josie.
Oh, that always makes you look.
That's true. Some of them are laughing.
Right.
Which I love.
Right.
You know, the parents in the back that don't care are laughing.
Yeah. Was upset because the one gorilla asked the other gorilla for like $5.
I didn't see any money exchange paws or whatever they have. What do they have? They don't have paws.
Paws, whatever. Hell, I don't know. I'd eat a banana for that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
It is Friday, yes. Yes, it is. It is Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy.
So between 5 and 7, all requests.
Yeah, that's right.
Like we do every Friday.
2 hours of nonsense.
Elon Musk and Grimes have reportedly broken up.
Yeah.
Well, who saw that coming?
Yeah. I'm kind of happy because I like Grimes. She's an odd duck.
She is odd.
A little surprised that she was kind of hanging out with the fella, the gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 year after their son was born, their son named XAEAX2. Was born.
You know, they need to go to Sweden where they can veto. The government can say, nope, you can't name your kid that.
They say we're semi-separated, but still love each other and see each other frequently and are on great terms.
Okay.
This is a thing.
Mom and Dad still love each other. It has nothing to do with you.
He actually said that it has mostly to do with his work at SpaceX, and Tesla requires him to travel, mm-hmm. and most of her work is here.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
They just don't have any time together.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But she's, it would seem, still staying in the house.
Well, it's probably.
And then when he comes home, he stays in his wing of the house,
right.
And she stays in hers.
Yeah, I was going to say wing. It's probably massive. It's like the size of a city, right?
But wouldn't you guess that people would do that here just because it's so expensive to buy a house.
Oh, sure. You mean in California?
Yes. So maybe you're not getting along.
Right.
You take your side of the house. I take my side of the house. Neither of us has the money to get a new place.
If you had that kind of large building, I suppose. Yeah, I'd go down in the basement.
I don't know that it has to be that.
Yeah.
Large.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder. I assume that there are people that are doing sure. that just because it makes so much financial sense.
Above and beyond just staying together for the kids,
correct.
As they say.
Yes. You know,
which I'm sure a lot of them just split up and sort of not really tell them that we're, as soon as you're grown and out of the house, we're
probably,
done.
Probably. Yeah. But living in the same house.
Yeah, continuing.
I assume that that's a thing.
Yep.
Let's take calls at 818-955-KLOS if you broke up and stayed in the same house. Or you are breaking up and staying in the same house. Maybe each of you can call us from different bedrooms. We can talk to you at the same time.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about Elon Musk and Grimes splitting up.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I believe, are staying in the same house. And so that made us think, hey, that must be a thing in Southern California.
Yeah. Have you ever had to stay in the same house with the person you've broken up with?
What's the deal? Hey, Elon sold his, he sold his properties, dude. He doesn't own a property anymore.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, he actually, he owned Gene Wilder's old house, too.
Oh, no way.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
How much do you know about Elon Musk?
Yeah, why are you stalking him?
I worked for him for 8 years.
Oh, so what did you think of Grimes?
I didn't like her.
Oh, for shame. How come?
I don't know. She's just a little too far out, I think. And plus,
wow.
Yeah, see, that's what I like. She's
says
wacky
the,
and
says
out there.
The guy working for Elon Musk.
Not anymore.
That's craziness.
I shouldn't say that because that's not cool because I've never really talked to her, you know, in depth or whatever.
Okay,
I should
sure.
say that. She's probably cool.
All
but
right.
she's a little out there. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Love out there.
Yeah. And
love
thank
it.
You for the input.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, you split up and you're still in the same house.
My wife and I lived in a two-story house in a private area called Hidden Lake, and we wound up getting an argument one night over what TV channel to watch.
Sure.
We had a TV in the bedroom.
Right.
Okay. That disagreement led to me going and using one of my son's bedrooms, which had already moved out because he went to college.
Right.
And we never got back together again. That lasted for 8 years.
And you lived in the same place for 8 years?
8 years.
Wow.
No sexual relations after that.
Dad, is this you? Because that's exactly what my parents did, actually.
What TV show did you guys
fight
over?
Yeah.
What was the TV show?
Well, I wanted to watch a History Channel show, and she liked, you know, the serials, like, you know, the One Day at a Time or whatever,
sure.
you know, one of those.
Clearly,
things.
You were in the right, sir. You were wronged in this.
We have to take your side.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. You two split up, but you're still staying in the...
Scott Shannon's Pirate! Pirate!
Nope. That's a different radio station.
Oh, damn it.
This is 95.5 KLOS.
I'm getting lost.
Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about same house, different rooms. Is that working out for you? You break up and you stay in the same house and live in different rooms. You have one of those?
My wife, when I dated my wife, she was roommates with her ex.
Oh. When you dated your wife, she was roommates with her ex.
Wow, that must have been really crazy.
It was crazy when I took her flowers, cooked her dinner, and I happened to cook him dinner, too.
Oh, my God.
Did you get along with him, though? Did you like him at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was totally cool.
That's
wow.
not possible.
That is.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done,
that's
sir.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You rock.
Thanks
you.
For calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, so I was with a girl for 4 years. And we ended up moving across the country, moving into an apartment together, and then split up. And she's still living in the apartment, and so am I right now, but not really paying rent, just kind of being a bum.
So she's paying all the rent, and you're doing nothing?
Yeah, I'm a f***ing scumbag.
That'll teach her.
She made the right decision.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My wife and I were married for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then got divorced, never stopped loving each other, had a beautiful granddaughter born,
mm-hmm.
took custody of her because her parents were, you know, like to do extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
We've now been together for 30 years in the same house. My granddaughter is now 20 years old.
Wow. And do you still have separate bedrooms?
We do have separate bedrooms.
I mean, that seems like the key.
Yeah, it is.
Every now and then, we do get the same bedroom, if you know what I mean.
No,
we don't.
No, go into great detail. I'm confused.
Yeah, I would love to. That's for another channel.
That's for a satellite.
Yeah.
I don't like you much today, I got to be honest. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We did a phone topic in the 5 o'clock hour, I believe yesterday or the day before. They all run together.
Sure.
About the weird things that you eat. And it was based on what billionaires eat.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember that.
For example, Jeff Bezos ordered a breakfast dish consisting of a Mediterranean octopus.
Oh, okay.
Also ate roasted iguana.
Nope. I wish I was in barbecue. Never mind. Tijuana. Are you eating barbecued iguana? That's where I was trying to go.
And following his divorce, he opted to install an infinite soft serve ice cream.
Now
I'm down with that.
Yeah, wait, hold on a second.
Yes. So we thought we would investigate a little bit further. And on the Heineken 00 hotline, we have chef till the ultra rich, Mario Spumoni. Hello, Mario.
Hey, how you guys do? How you do today?
We're very good. You?
I'm so happy you're good. I'm a good too.
Good. So tell us about cooking for the ultra rich.
Oh, these guys, they make me crazy. They're so knuckleheads, these guys. Always want something special that nobody else can have for their own special thing because they're so rich, you see.
Right.
Such as?
Like a Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. He's a piece of work, this guy. You know, he lives in this Necker Island. He's got a place in Necker Island. Have you heard that he's his private island? He lives at called Necker Island.
No, I don't know that one.
Yes, he insists that everything he'd be locally sourced, so I gotta make everything out of neck.
What sort of necks? Wow.
Any neck, a chicken neck.
Chicken neck.
That seems.
Cat neck. The natives, we take it a native
that
neck.
That seems gross.
Neck we got.
That's very gross.
It's very not so good for me either, I gotta make. You say Jeff Bezos, you talk about the breakfast the octopus he have.
Mm-hmm.
I make that for him.
Oh, you did? Wow. Okay.
I was the one making the breakfast octopus for him. Mm-hmm. He wanted everything octo. He loved octo. He had octopus. He was watching Octopussy, the Bond film, when he eats.
Sure.
He eat it in an octagon. He wash it down with a glass of milk from Octomom.
Believe it or not. Delicious. Nice.
Yes. She has so much milk because she has like 42 children. Bill Gates, all the drink Diet Coke. All the time Diet Coke.
Right.
So much Diet Coke. For breakfast, he have Cocoa Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
He likes Diet Coke. He likes Coke. He likes Cocoa Puffs. Anything Coke. He's all about the Coke.
Sure.
He Coke up in the nose.
Yeah.
He has like Coke in his mouth all the time. Every time I see him, put something Coke in his mouth. So much of Coke with this guy. Me, Elon Musk only eats space foods.
Only space foods?
Food with a space. Elon Musk, he have a breakfast. He have a Mars bar of breakfast.
Ah, that makes sense.
Okay.
And I said, that's not good for you to eat a Mars bar.
No, so
I
no.
I make him a salad from a Venus fly traps. With flies in it for a protein, you know.
That sounds really gross.
Jeff Zuckerberg only eat meat he kill himself.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That somehow doesn't
he
surprise me.
He only eat the meat that he kill himself.
Huh.
It's so hard to get him things to kill all the time. I got to make everything available for him to murder.
So you have to get all the ingredients in their original form and set them up?
Yeah, I got to make a live thing for him to kill to eat. It's so hard. He had breakfast once, a receptionist, and like a lawyer for lunch, manicurist for dinner. Oh, I'm so tired of my dog.
That's awful. Thank you. Then, of course, there's the Breakfast with the Beatles Sunday mornings on KLOS featuring Chris Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Drama Rama on our precious little... All Request Fest? Is that what this is?
That's what this is.
All right.
KLOS, hello.
The Classic Aerosmith.
Yeah, what in particular?
You pick. Dealer's Choice.
Dealer's Choice. All right.
I can always smoke that, man. Who are you?
It's Derek from Ventura.
Happy birthday, Nirvana. So says Mel, who texted us, or what did she hit us up on?
She hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, and she wanted to say happy birthday. Asked for that one from Breed and did a very interesting remix of the album cover. It's Grogu now with the Naked Baby.
Which is a perfect
beautiful
thing. Jeremy from Van Nuys wants to hear Bottom Up by Van Halen.
You got
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello, is this Kevin and Sluggo?
It is. We are reaching.
This is me. Hey, question.
Yep.
Did Keith bring you any damn french fries?
Nobody brought us beer.
He brought us beer today.
He brought us Heidi beer. Heidi of Heidi and Frank beer, because it was her birthday just the other day. And they whipped up, I'm sure they were talking about it this morning, but I was still sound asleep. This beer for her. It's like 8%, he said?
8% alcohol, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a lot for beer.
I guess Keith slides on that.
How about playing The Streak by Ray Stevens?
Wow. I haven't heard that in so long. Yes, I did.
This man on 2 feet. Yeah. I haven't heard that in 30 years.
Ethel, close your eyes. Wow. Holy cow. You know, that's worth digging in and
we'll see if we have it.
Yeah, we'll see if we can. We did Cheech and Chong last week. Make a dope.
That was so awesome, dudes.
All right, man. If we can find it lying around, we will do it for you. Thank you.
Wow. See, because he didn't want Ethel to see. So he kept saying, Ethel, don't look.
Sort of like the gorillas having sex.
Right.
Oral sex. But it turns out,
but
mom and dad join in.
She's running along with him, and she doesn't have her clothes on. See?
I never ever got that.
That's
before.
That song, yeah.
I can't believe we just played Ray Stevens.
I can't either.
By request.
Sure. KLOS, hello.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thank
you. Paul in Long Beach. How about Cult of Personality? That song pumps from Living Color.
I do love that song.
Right on, Kevin.
What are you planning on doing this weekend?
Just yard work around Long Beach here.
Good times.
Doing things around the house.
Oh, dude, I need some stuff done. Can you come over since we're going to play your song?
Right on. I got all the tools, Sluggo. I'd love to help.
Nice.
I'll give you his address.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Hashtag don't look Ethel.
Why don't you tell me when you're turning
on
the microphone?
Sorry. Chaos.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Sluggo in the afternoon.
Wait, who said hashtag Ethel about that streak that we played?
Yep. Sluggo and Kevin just played the streak on KLOS. Hashtag don't look Ethel.
Who was that?
That was Scott.
Scott! Woo! Take it off, Scott.
We want to send you to Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. You can take on terrifying mazes like Netflix's The Haunting of Hill House, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Exorcist, and more. We'll be giving them away every hour from noon to 6 on Saturday and on Sunday.
With JD! JD in the house!
That is correct. It's our all request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I want to hear some Danny Elfman.
Which song?
Dead Man's Party.
Good choice. Are you going to the Nightmare Before Christmas?
I'd like to.
You need to.
You better sneak in, man.
I need to.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I saw them back like in the 80s at the Palladium.
Yep.
I was like 18, man. That was like one of the best concerts.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's always an insane show. Mr. Elfman and his Mystic Nights, always unbelievable.
Oh, man. Some old Boingo. It's what I need right now.
All right. You got it, man. We'll throw it on for
you.
We're
going to play The Streak. We'll play Boingo.
Right? What's your name?
Ray from La Habra.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and on Fridays between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hi, I just wanted to request something either from Rob Zombie or Korn.
Which one?
Say Rob Zombie. Say Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
Say Rob Zombie.
Say Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
So, from what I hear, you're saying Rob Zombie.
Yes.
I love that song so much.
One of my favorite artists ever.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it is our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Hey, is it, fellas, too early for one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer?
Doesn't sound like it from your voice.
Never, man. It's always a good time for George Thorogood, man.
Oh, dude, you're the best. In vibe.
Gladly.
Gladly, yes.
Have a drink on us. Thank you, man. Here you go. I still can't believe that's the
Foo Fighters.
I can't.
Also known as D's G's.
Yeah, DG's.
Yes.
Whatever,
it is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
I got a classic request for you guys.
Yes, please.
Let the world hear my in your mouth.
Didn't see it coming. Didn't see it coming.
No, I didn't either.
That's what she said.
This is brilliant.
For Cam and Sherman Oaks, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Scorpions.
What he said. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, can I request Higher Ground? It's a special day. Chili Peppers are going on tour next week.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that'll be $1 debited from your account. Is that okay?
Charge it to the Chili Peppers.
Hey, Flea! So we're doing this whole Universal Halloween Horror Nights this weekend.
Yes, yes.
JD's going to be giving away a bunch of tickets and stuff.
Yep, tomorrow from noon to 6 and Sunday from noon to 6.
Got a request for Alice Cooper there, Go to Hell. Just seemed like a perfect thing to start this particular weekend on.
I love it.
Who's coming in next?
Greg B. Harrell.
And I hear about him on...
He was being made fun of by Stephen Colbert on his Late Late Show last night.
Our own Greg B. Harrell was mocked. That's terrible.
Yes.
We gotta get Jimmy.
Hilarious.
No, we gotta get Jimmy to now mock Stephen Colbert.
We'll work on that.
All right, but I'm out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. And peace out. See you Monday.
Yeah, man. One last thought for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Have you ever been unclothed from the waist down?
This has been a moment with Kevin.
It was on this day in rock. In 1979, when the Eagles released their sixth studio album, The Long Run, featuring Heartache Tonight, which was co-written by Bob Seger. Lou Reed had already done a bunch of shows at CBGB in New York City, but on this day in rock in 1988, he returned for the first time in a very long time to play a bunch of songs with the Tom Tom Club. It was on this day in rock, 1991, when Nirvana released Nevermind. Ended up entering the charts at number 144 on its first week, then peaked at number one in January of 1992, and has sold more than 30 million copies worldwide.